It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, December 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. Local authorities are asking for the public's help in locating a missing 63-year-old man. Montrose County Sheriff's Office says Larry Heller was last seen December 19th at his home in Montrose. Officials describe Heller as a white male, approximately 5'9", who weighs about 130 pounds and has blue eyes. Authorities say they don't suspect foul play in the case, but ask anyone with information to contact the sheriff's office. Connect for Health Colorado says people now have until midnight Saturday to sign up for health coverage that starts at the beginning of 2016. The state exchange says it's extending the deadline for the second time this month because of the large number of Coloradans enrolling at the last minute and a heavy snowstorm. More than 116,000 people signed up before the original deadline, according to Connect for Health. A new state program will provide scholarships to residents of Montrose. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Montrose County will be the first in the state to take advantage of the Colorado Opportunity Scholarship Initiative. The program was passed by the legislature last year and gives money to counties who can then set up the scholarships of their choice. County Commissioner David White says that the state gave Montrose County a little over $50,000.
We partnered with the Colorado Mesa University Foundation to double that amount. So there are $101,000 available in scholarship funds to Montrose County residents that attend CMU Montrose.
White says that one of the great things about this program is that it incentivizes students to stay in the county. Recent grads can stay with their parents while attending college, saving money. It helps the county, too.
It's just all kinds of positive benefits. And, of course, having an institution of higher learning in your county has broader implications for your employment base, for your economic development. You have a trained and educated workforce, people to draw from. It's attractive to businesses and industry.
There is also now a $10,000 grant for two people who attend the Law Enforcement Academy at the Delta Montrose Technical College. White says that the scholarship will be named after Tom Gilmore, a longtime Montrose sheriff who passed away recently. Anyone interested in either the CMU or Technical College scholarships should contact those institutions. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Last week, State Senator Kerry Donovan hosted a town hall in Paonia. KVNF's Laura Palmisano interviewed the Democrat from Vail after the event. They discussed Donovan's first year at the Capitol and what she's planning for the upcoming session.
Last session was your first session at the Capitol. What were some of the lessons you learned?
Yeah, it was a really great freshman session, and I learned the importance of building relationships and really telling the stories behind bills. That really seemed how you could build support around them and eventually get, you know, the votes that you needed to pass. And particularly building friendships with your colleagues across the aisle and not just having a purely professional relationship. You know, once you had a friendship and knew each other well, then you could have much more constructive conversations about the strengths and weaknesses of a bill and then move it forward together.
What were some bills you authored last session that got passed?
For a freshman, I was really proud of what I was able to accomplish there, especially a freshman coming from a pretty contentious race. I walked in the building with a lot of baggage that had to be overcome, but we were able to get a bill that made microhydro easier to do, and I know Delta County has taken advantage of that bill, so that's exciting to hear. We did a bill that got more money to small rural schools. It's one of the only bills that got more money to schools, so that was an exciting bill to work on. Also worked on a bill that allowed high school students to have easier access to a concurrent enrollment program called Ascent, so they were able to have an easier road to a degree after high school, and that really gives people an access to, you know, a stronger economic future as adults.
What are some of the bills you're planning for this upcoming legislative session?
It's early, so it's great to talk about some of the bills I'm thinking about doing. Really excited for this session. Looking at the concept of tiny homes, that's become a very popular topic of late. And so I think the role of the state in regards to tiny homes is to make sure that it's permissive, meaning that there's nothing that's standing in the way of tiny homes being built, and also maybe to provide some guidance to communities. The state does not have the ability to tell a community they have to have tiny homes, but we do have the ability to support communities that decide it's the right fit for them. Another bill that I'm looking at working on this session is bringing back a bill I offered up last year that did not get passed. It was a bill that focused on communities that have experienced significant job loss and bringing the resources of the state to those communities, including dollars for grants to try to keep the communities intact. Because as we know out here on the Western Slope and in rural areas, job loss also often equates to community loss. And so this bill would aim to try to interject in that process early and really keep these small communities that we all love intact, and to make sure folks that are working hard aren't just left behind when an economy shuts down.
At the town hall meeting, you also mentioned two other bills. One was a tax credit and one was a change to camouflage, maybe allowing pink camouflage. Talk about those two, please.
Sure. Yeah. Looking at a bill right now in Colorado, if you want to go out to hunt, which is, you know, a big part of the heritage of Colorado and a primary economy of a lot of communities, you have to wear blaze orange. And one of the demographics that we're seeing a lot of growth in hunting is women hunters. So I'd like to explore and see if we can add pink to the colors that you can wear to hunting. So you could wear blaze orange or blaze pink, a fun bill that would hopefully have a positive impact on our hunting economy. And then looking at a bill that would help the middle class out. It's a tax credit for those families that are supporting dependents who are elder and younger. So this group is often referred to as the sandwich generation. This would be a modest tax relief bill that would help those families that are doing the right thing by supporting their parents and supporting their kids at the same time.
What do you think are going to be some big issues in this upcoming legislative session?
This session, I think the issue that we will hear about the most often is the status of the state budget. That will dictate all other discussions. Of course, that is the one job of the General Assembly is to present a balanced budget by the end of the session. And this year, we're in an interesting situation where we face a budget deficit while also figuring out how to give refunds to the citizens of Colorado. So that's what I think will be a conversation we hear a lot about. I want to make sure we are focused on building a Colorado that works for everyone and lifts everyone up at the same time, and that, you know, areas like Western Colorado and rural Colorado aren't forgotten in the overall bill-making process.
Thank you for your time, Carrie.
Thank you. I really appreciate you bringing attention to this topic.
That was State Senator Carrie Donovan speaking to KBNF's Laura Pomisano. The Colorado legislative session starts January 13th. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.